Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 33, verses 17 through 24, where Jerusalem's glorious future is described, and a righteous king will rule the land. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So, let's begin in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 7. Once again, you will see a king ruling in splendor over a land that stretches in all directions. Your old fears of foreign tax collectors and spies will be only a memory. You will no longer see any arrogant foreigners who speak a language that you can't understand. Look at Zion, the city where we celebrate our religious festivals. Look at Jerusalem. What a safe place it will be to live in. It will be like a tent that has never moved, whose pegs are never pulled up, and whose ropes never break. The Lord will show us His glory. We will live beside broad rivers and streams, but hostile ships will not sail on them. All the rigging on those ships is useless. The sails cannot be spread. We will seize all the wealth of enemy armies, and there will be so much that even the lame can get a share. The Lord Himself will be our king, and He will rule over us and protect us. No one who lives in our land will ever again complain of being sick, and all sins will be forgiven. And then today's key verse is Isaiah 33, verse 22. The Lord Himself will be our king, and He will rule over us and protect us. You know, beloved, we live a life of trial and tribulation. Just, you know, we love God. We love Jesus. It's our privilege to be able to serve Him in this life. But in this old broken down body of ours, we just deal with the pains and the misadventures that each day brings us. But as the children of God, we are promised a time when this will no longer be, when God is going to have His Son sitting in the throne of David, ruling over this land, and all will be made right. And I like this part here. There won't be any sickness. No one who lives in our land, verse 24, will ever again complain of being sick. Oh, I am looking forward to that day. I'm sure you are too. Let's pray. Lord God, You are my King. Reign in my heart forever. All who worship and praise You are shown Your glory, and there is safety in Your presence. Thank You for Your mercy, forgiveness, and steadfast love. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to a close. Join me tomorrow as we are reading Isaiah chapter 35, 1 through 10, when Israel is renewed as the exiles return home. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.